Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, is hitting the road this summer from May 31st through June 14th. We're doing part two of our U.S. live tour.
Whoa. I came up with a name for this one.
Yeah,
it's
called
the Areas Tour.
Kind of
similar.
Dungeons and Daddies, the Areas Tour, feat Taylor Swift. We're hitting the road again. Midwest and East Coast dates on sale. Tickets are available now. We're starting up in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're going to Milwaukee, Chicago, Indianapolis, Detroit, Pelham, Tennessee, Atlanta, New York, Philadelphia, and Boston.
Wow.
More info on our website, dungeonsanddaddies.com/live.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by ExpressVPN. So we know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, but here's something you might not know.
Okay.
You can use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries.
Oh, we're allowed to talk about that?
That's, yes.
That's all I use it for.
Yeah,
oh, that's legal?
Yeah. This,
yes. Matt always talks big game about the UK office.
I talk big game about it.
And why is the UK office better than the US office?
I mean, why? How is it not?
You had a really elegant, I thought, breakdown of exactly why you think it's better.
Well, for a VPN, I would say the reason that you should use this VPN to watch the UK office rather than logging onto whatever streaming platform has the dumb US office on it is that if you want a show that actually where a bunch of people actually act like they're on camera and have our real personalities instead of a bunch of like...
I just want you all to know that as Matt's saying all of this, I'm looking right at the camera. Like Jim from the American office being like, get a load of this guy, right?
If you haven't seen the UK office, go ahead, log into your VPN and go check it out. It's only 12 episodes plus a Christmas special.
ExpressVPN lets you control where you want sites to think you are located.
Ooh, that's fun.
So you can choose from over 100 different countries.
I only ever think of this scene in GoldenEye where they're trying to find Boris and like his little things bouncing around all over the place and like the GoldenEye laser is going to get them. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
That's what a VPN is, in case you were wondering.
But you can't use it to cheat on your wife. Your wife will not think you're in a different location than you actually are.
Also,
so don't even try to do it for that.
Unless you're cheating on your wife with K-dramas. Use ExpressVPN to watch K-dramas off South Korean Netflix, or you could use Hulu, BBC iPlayer, anywhere you want it to be. You can be there. Hundreds of VPNs are out there, of course, but the reason we use ExpressVPN is because it's very fast. No buffering, no lag, you can stream in HD, no problem. Also works on all your devices, phones, media, consoles, smart TVs, and more. So watch what you want on the go or on the big screen. So if you want to get access to hundreds of new shows, use our link right now, expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies, and you get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies. ExpressVPN.com/dungeonsanddaddies to learn more. Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting get easier. They don't poop themselves as much.
Speak for yourself, Freddy.
Oh, okay.
I'm pooping myself right now.
You're pooping right
now.
I'm
not even a kid anymore.
Well, other things are difficult, like conversations about their adult incontinence and also conversations about money.
Money.
The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it, and that's where Greenlight can help.
Let's be honest, in 20 years, they're probably going to be using, like, bottle caps and whatever else the roaming wastelands require.
Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. What they don't tell you is that literacy sometimes does mean spending a lot of money on Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
With the Greenlight app, kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely, thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun, accessible way. That app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or recurring chores, customize your family's needs, and reward kids with an allowance for a job well done. You think they're hitting the farm kids as much as they are hitting the city kids? You know what I mean? It's like milking the cow.
Yeah. Getting Beth her adult diapers.
What was your childhood chore that you had to do, Beth?
I had to empty the dishwasher and also pick up dog poop.
Okay. I didn't do the dishes. You got a dishwasher? I didn't have it. I did the dishes.
Ah, you folks.
And weeded. not smoke weed. That would have been a good chore. No, take to kids back in the day before there was such a thing called marijuana. Weeds described plants that lived in your garden that would kill other plants. So like that, I would have to get rid of them.
I was the dishwasher in my family, but also I would wash the dishes and put them into the dishwasher because the Asian household will use the dishwasher on fully clean washed dishes. Mm. It's kind of a thing. Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/dungeons. That's greenlight.com/dungeons to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/dungeons.
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
This program is about unsolved mysteries. Whenever possible, the actual family members and law-keeping constables have participated in recreating these events. What you are about to hear is not a news broadcast.
Tonight on Unsolved Mysteries, a Charleston Chew, a caramel candy not of this world, was consumed by a middle-aged man named Darryl Wilson. Nobody saw him eat it, and yet the foul horror that came out of him has devastated the minds of all who have witnessed it. We'll also examine the case of a child by the name of Peyton Bennett's, created from the soul of a long-dead father pulled from the nether realms. His memories are locked away inside an artifact shaped like a bowl. And in the township of Ballsdeep, a once popular sport which drew crowds of thousands mysteriously loses all their fans seemingly overnight. Did the sport become too boring, or was it ghosts?
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast. More of a loose D&D podcast, if I'm being honest, about four dads from our world flung into the Forgotten Realms in the quest to rescue their lost sons. My name is Freddie Wong. I play Glenn Close, the rock and roll bard dad of the group. This week's Glenn Fact, we've been seeing a lot of fan art about Glenn's body recently. And I want to talk about Glenn's tattoos.
Oh, mine's a tattoo fact. Oh, okay. Well, that's actually synergy. Oh, that's good. Yeah. All right.
Synergy, man.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Glenn has one tattoo. It's on the tramp stamp spot.
Oh,
what is it? I'll let you, dear readers, decide
what?
With your fan art. Yeah, we're not saying what it is.
What cowardice is this? That's not a fact. That's a hole where a fact should be.
Yeah.
That's synergy. That's a big sin.
I want people to fill it in.
What?
No, it's a tramp stamp that says
it's like
sin.
Like a Christmas ivy.
It says sin. Yeah.
It says sin and it's Christmas ivy.
Yes, that's what I say. It's sin, but in like that Noel font.
Like, I thought you were going to say it was like mistletoe. Like, you got to kiss my butt.
Ooh.
Which means that every time you've been mooning the Omega Dads, you're like.
Who says it's his only tattoo, Anthony?
That's true.
He just did.
Me.
Oh, did
yeah,
he?
That's true.
Well, this shows you how much I listen to
that's part
to
of my dad fact.
You guys know that I would get a tattoo of like anything, right? We've established this before that like I have so little regard for like my humanity and my personhood and my body that I like probably would get anything tattooed on me.
Poop emoji.
Guy, what are you doing? Video game high school logo.
Oh my God.
All right. Hello. My name is Matt Arnold. I play Darryl Wilson, a stay-at-home coach dad who turns into barbarian when he enters the Forgotten Realms. Darryl absolutely loves fireworks. Oh my God. Fireworks.
Fireworks. There
His
we
favorite.
Go.
Loves bootleg fireworks. Love getting fireworks anywhere he can. The kids come to Daryl's house on 4th of July because they know he's willing to sneak out at 9 o'clock at night.
Is Darryl the fucking guy who's been setting off fireworks every 20 minutes?
Glenn 100% is the guy, though. Glenn in his van is 100%
the guy.
Glenn's the guy
who does it at like July 1st on random times of day just because. Daryl's the guy who's been prepping for 3 weeks to make his own fireworks show that's going to be better. One of the things he loves to do is, I don't know what they're exactly called, but they're like these like balls that go flying out and he can put them in like big tubes.
Yeah, flying fizz balls. Yeah.
Flying fizz balls. Is that what they're called?
No.
Okay. Well, him and his friends always called them the Big D, and he just thought it meant Big Daryl, but it's like, you know, you're holding a big phallic thing. So all the kids were running around talking about the Big D, and Daryl got in trouble with all the moms and other parents because he bought them all fireworks and making dick jokes. So
Homeowners Association really clamping
Daryl's been banned from fireworks for the last couple years.
Dang.
And
It really depresses him.
Is he locked in a fight with the local homeowners association? Like, they're like saying, like, Mr. Wilson, you cannot have any more displays.
Mostly the Doodlers Parents Association or whatever it's called, Boosters Club, got pretty mad at him.
We needed this dad fact back when we had Odyssey song, because then we could just do that. You've been storing all of fireworks in the Odyssey song.
I feel like,
nothing but sparklers now for him.
Is the Doodlers Parent Association, like, I don't know. I try not to think of what's possibly going on in the outside world while we're in the Forgotten Realms, but I feel like, yo, maybe, like, somebody has sent the police after us or some all these missing kids and stuff.
It's only been, like, a couple hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost certainly send cops and assume that you all just kidnapped your own children and your horrible, horrible dads.
Damn.
That is the adventure when we come back, is that framed. We are framed for kidnapping our own kids.
And that's why you don't defund the police, guys, because who's going to go after four lost dads in the Forgotten Realms? Who's going to go after them, huh?
All right, let's hear your dad.
Riddle me that, liberals. Who's going to go save the dads if we defund the police?
If you don't defund the police, the podcast will end because the police will pry us out of the Forgotten Realms.
Hey, everyone. I'm Will Campos, fun liberal. I play Henry Oak, hippie druid, rockin' stockin', Birkenstock munchin', crunchin', hippie nation.
Ooh, new way,
dad.
New way of doing
new
that.
Wave, new way, new dad, new me, new dad fact about Henry's tattoo, which is also a tramp stamp. Is tramp stamp okay to say?
Probably not.
All right.
Like,
fun fact, dad fact
empowered
about
empowered woman tattoo spot.
Because I'm pretty sure they're not talking about, like, the Charlie Chaplin type of tramp.
Yeah.
So.
That was where it came from.
The Charlie Chaplin tramp would just be in the Hitler space of your face.
Henry's empowered woman lower back tattoo spot tattoo is of, he went in to go get the peace sign done, but he wound up getting the Mercedes-Benz logo. And because the guy fucked it up and gave him the Mercedes-Benz logo. But he was like, well, no, it's okay. Cause it's like, it's Mercedes O. Garcia, right? It's about you, babe. Like, and he tried
to
pull that.
A little treat
for
her every time she pegs you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
100%. But the real reason that Henry doesn't get it changed is because it hurt too much. So he's like, cause he could very easily get that extra line added to make it a peace symbol like he wanted, but it hurt like a son of
She's
a gun.
She's Mercedes and he bends. Oh, man.
That was very, very good. Next level pun.
Thank you.
10 out of 10.
I've been sitting here thinking about, like, what's another version of tramp stamp that, like, this empowered woman would be cool with. And I think, yeah, I'm just, like, fine with tramp stamp. Hi, I'm Beth May.
I mean, you've already told us that you're literally willing to put any tattoo on your body, so.
Yeah, this is good because I was having a hard time coming up with a Ron fact today. So I won't say a Ron fact, I'll say a Beth fact, that I would definitely at some point in my life get a tramp stamp of Tramp from Lady and the Tramp, and he would be like sexy.
And he's got a sexy dragon stamp like on his lower back, like it's like Tramp Stampception.
Yeah.
The Germans call them Arschgeweih, which means ass antlers.
That's so much better.
That's so good.
Ass antlers. All right, that's Henry's
great.
Ass antlers.
Because,
that's
like,
great.
That is sexually strong energy.
You know that muscle thing that is called like stripper dimples?
Yeah. The thing above your butt?
Yeah, yeah, like the thing that I've always wanted, but like
it's the
never
for your
had.
Butt.
Yeah,
yeah, it's your butt V.
But like to have just anything in that area called antlers, oh, I would love that.
That's very powerful.
Let's do it.
I'm Anthony Birch. I'm your daddy. I have sort of the opposite of a tramp stamp because I have a surgery scar on my front. And
Holy
I was looking
shit.
At it and I was like, oh, this is so cool. I got this big old scar. I never considered myself
from your
a guy
kidney
who would get
surgery.
A cool scar. Yeah, for my surgery.
We get it. You're an amazing person, Anthony.
He brought it up. I was just saying, I have a scar. It could have been from anything. It could have been from fighting a bear. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. This is so hardcore. And then I looked at it a little bit more and it kind of curves upward on the sides. So it kind of looks like a left parentheses or right parentheses. Like put on their side. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's unfortunate. But then I looked even harder and I realized my belly button kind of looked like an eye. So it just looks like I have a smiling cyclops right above my dick because of the way that my scar
works. It sounds like
so
you have a C-section scar.
It's very C-section-esque.
Very similar.
Yeah, now when I look at my my abs, I was, for the briefest time, felt masculine and proud. And now I'm right back to where I was.
You know what that means is we need a picture of that scar, and then Freddie will Photoshop into an icon for our Discord, and that could be the winky face icon.
Nice.
The proximity to Pube Town is way too heavy for me to ever give a picture.
Hold on.
Good thing Manscaped sponsored the podcast.
That's nice. True.
Wait. Sorry, Anthony. Just to be clear, so it's like a little smiley face curl.
Yeah, it's a
scar.
It's a little smiley scar above my pubes.
Could you please have across it, "Why so serious?" and a little joker. like a joker thing.
Anytime I'm about to have sex, I will immediately make myself not about to have sex by saying, "Do you want to know how I got this scar?"
It's all part of the plan.
Every girl I sleep with, they tell a different story. They all contradict.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
That's why I'm always smiling.
Let's put a smile on that face.
I got surgery on my stomach, too, where I got my abs surgically removed, and so now I don't have to think about having abs anymore. That would be my surgical scar.
The last time we were in the Forgotten Realms as a family, aww, Aaron O'Neill had just taken Hayden and Daryl aside. Daryl had invited Grant, but Grant didn't want to come because he's sad. And Aaron basically laid out that the Supper Bowl that you had just won, which was supposedly going to be the anchor that keeps Daryl and Payton and Grant locked in the Forgotten Realms and unable to return to our world, that it's actually fake. Daryl just said, "Payton's my dad," and Henry and Ron had classic stinger reactions.
Those classics.
Yeah, we were so really funny. Oh, God.
Daryl raises an axe and brings it down on Payton's head.
Okay.
Do I roll for damage? No.
Much
no.
Like the Highlander. Okay.
You absorb all his power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There can only be one
so
Wilson.
You're slightly less powerful.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, Henry. I mean, not literally my dad, but...
I'm very confused. So Peyton's your dad? How does that work?
Because he's my half-brother.
So you're Ron's brother?
Oh, man.
Absolutely not.
Well, I mean, I've never had a brother before, so this is just, it's an honor. You know, I look up to you.
You still don't, Ron.
I think, like, I'm probably older than you are because I know more, but you're taller than I am, so it is like you're my big brother. Like, this is something that I've thought about ever since I heard about camping. This is just, I'm so excited. I really wasn't the biggest fan of you in terms of the other dads. You're kind of like number three on my list, but now,
whoa.
I mean, you're my brother. You're not a dad anymore. You're my bro.
I hold my hand up for a high five for Payton, and as I do so, I say, "That means Payton and I got another thing in common. We both fuck your mom."
Wait, my mom?
Clap, clap, clap. Are you talking about Carol or my mom?
Your mom, Daryl. Your mom.
Your mom.
I fucked Carol.
You did it with your Bob.
I feel like
Daryl. never mind, bro. I'm just sharing some brotherly humor, bro. I didn't actually fuck.
I got that.
Carol.
Look, guys, we could all razz Daryl later about who dorked his mom. But
feels like a weird thing to razz me
like,
on
I
right
feel
now.
Like we've got a
I
big bombshell on us. Like, okay, so I don't understand. How is Payton your dad?
So while you guys are discussing this, Grant comes over just so he can understand the way the plot works as well.
Oh, sounds like plot's happening over here.
Hey, Grant. No, let's all just sit down. I just sit down on the grass.
Crisscross applesauce.
Oh, I love that. Everyone form a circle.
We got to play Duck Duck Goose?
No.
Payton, they have Duck Duck Goose in this world? How does Duck Duck Goose work in the Forgotten Realms?
Well, first you take out your knife.
Nope. I take away his knife.
God damn it. I am your father, and I get to decide whether I have a knife or not. As long as you're living in my house under my roof, I get to have a knife.
And Grant goes like, wait, what?
Yeah, Grant, sorry?
Yeah, okay, so maybe Aaron will have to come back and explain it if I don't do a great job.
Aaron's around if you want her to join.
Oh, okay, well, Aaron, you just let me know how I'm doing explaining all this. So it appears that this trophy is not actually the anchor. It's actually Payton.
Payton does finger guns.
Yeah, that's right, which means we'll have to destroy him to get back.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's just put that off to the side for a second, put a pin in that.
The trophy or Payton?
Payton. And the other thing is, it appears that Payton is still Payton, but he has my dad's soul in him, which I'm still kind of dealing with on a whole theological level right now.
Yeah, that seems like that would violate some core tenets of your religious beliefs. That's a lot.
I don't think there's anything specifically in, you know, Air Bud-esque, like nothing specifically in the Bible saying a soul can't be in somebody else, but it definitely
isn't quite what I've been... Jesus can't be in the child.
Just
John the Baptist flipping through the Old Testament, ain't no rules says it can't happen.
But definitely different than I would imagine. So Aaron, tell me if I'm right, if we destroy the anchor, Peyton will suddenly, like, get the memories of my dad. Like, he'll become my dad in an actual, you know, mental.
And who are we but the
sense.
Collection of our experiences and our memories? Am I right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Glenn has a good point.
Nice.
Yeah, no, I assume when Willie brought your dad's spirit to this realm, he locked away the memories somehow, and that if you destroy the trophy, those will be unlocked and he'll remember who he was. He'll still have the memories of also being paid, and he'll just sort of also remember that he was your dad for, you know, 50 something years.
Well, that sounds great. That sounds like a win-win, you know? You sort of, yeah, you got the best of both dads, so
yeah,
to speak.
I feel like you love Peyton, you love your dad. This feels like a win. I'm not sure of the metaphysics, though. So will Peyton cease to exist?
Yeah.
Will Peyton, like, be both Peyton and, what was your dad's name, Daryl?
Frank.
He'll be both Peyton and Frank sharing
Frank
the same
and
body? Frank and Peyton. He'll be the Frank and Peyton.
Frank and Peyton.
Well, does Frank, your dad, does he look like a 40-pound 8-year-old?
No, not at all. He looks like a strong 220, 6'2", perfect man.
Yikes.
Again, you're just describing me. I don't know why.
Side note, I just cannot imagine what the prep for Anthony must be like, thinking that's like, what if Anthony has to role play both an 8-year-old and an old dad dude? Like, man.
I mean, that's what I have to do. Yeah.
As per usual, I get all the accolades for a job that a woman has been doing the entire time.
Oh, man.
Okay, this is a lot, and this is maybe the weirdest curveball we've had thrown at us yet on our adventure. So was Peyton like a pre-existing kid, and then he had these soul memories like shoved into him, or is Peyton like a construct? I don't quite understand how that works.
Erin kind of gets a grimace on her face, and she puts her hands on Peyton's ears, and Peyton's like, what are you doing? And she goes, Peyton's not a, like, he was never a real kid. He's basically a homunculus made of confidence and urine that really sort of...
Urine?
That's why he doesn't pee. Remember, he absorbs it into his body.
He absorbs all of his pee.
Holy shit, he was telling the truth?
As the Velveteen Rabbit teaches all of us, real isn't how you're made, it's something that happens to you. And I think there have been a lot of terrible things that have happened to all of us that I would describe, if I were cool with slang, as real.
That's
you're
right,
Ron.
It does sound like that, regardless of what the metaphysical implications are, there's just a couple of questions we have to answer right away, which is, should we destroy this thing that's supposed to be the anchor, this bowl, or should we just hang on to it and kind of worry about the Frank and Peyton situation later?
There's also the element of, like, I'm just thinking about this now, but, like, what's my dad going through? Like, was he dead? Like, was his soul, you know, in heaven? Like,
yeah, how
is he sucked out? Like, is he torment? Like, what's going, how does Aaron, like, how's the soul work? Like, what's, is he torturing? Like, what's happening to him?
I strongly doubt he's being tortured. If he just took your dad's soul, put it into a kid, and so the soul is pure and unburdened by the decades of memories that he had when he was in your realm.
Okay.
So his soul is pure. It's fine. It's in pain. His memories were separated from him and put inside this trophy. And
I mean, Aaron, I'll be honest, Aaron. If you don't know the answer 100%, you can just say it. This seems pretty...
Yeah, I mean, I hate letting you guys down when you have all these questions,
yeah,
because
it definitely
you look
seems
so
like
lost.
We're in some big existential kind of stuff here. I don't know if any of us really know the answer. I mean, if anybody knew the answer of what happens after death, I mean... So it's okay. I think
we're
all
kind of... soul's right there. Like, if you want to see how his soul's doing, like, look at Peyton. That's how his soul is doing. It's there.
So you're saying that Peyton is the purified soul of Daryl's dad trapped in a piss boy.
Well, you don't
Henry,
need to call
I couldn't
Peyton
have put it better
boy.
Myself. Could not have put it better. Peyton's like, I mean, I kind of like piss boy. It's got a ring to it. I don't mind it.
I mean, Peyton, you're awesome. You know you're awesome.
But we're all aware of that. I mean,
he's definitely nothing like my dad. I mean, I guess I didn't know my dad when he was 8, but
yeah, your dad could have been a real Bart Simpson of a dad when he was not a dad yet. You know, maybe it's time for all of us to not have a cow about this. And...
But Daryl, I guess this is really up to you here. Do you think we should destroy this bowl or what?
I mean, I think boy, guys, I sure have the luck, right? I was going to eat Grant's skin, and now, like, I got to kill Peyton. So, like, we looks like we're just going to have to push that one down the hill a little bit and figure that one out. There's got to be some magic shit for that. Excuse my language. But
it does sound like we should do a little bit more sort of investigating and maybe talk to a philosopher of some kind before we make a decision.
Look, this is a magic world. Maybe there's a Pinocchio loophole where we can extract your dad's soul and turn Peyton into a real boy.
I mean,
right? Like, yeah. That's gotta be
Peyton's
something
a real
you
boy.
Can do.
I was gonna say, no, I think in terms. Oh, what?
I mean, like, he's a homunculus. I mean, he's a DH. He's a. I cover Peyton's ears.
The word you're searching for is cool.
He's a cool homunculus who was created, right? So maybe there's a way we could make him his own person and maybe, like, extract your dad's soul. Like, that's what I'm trying to get at. It's like Pinocchio, yeah, yeah. Like, as
you
a puppet.
You gotta pay the toll troll to get out of
No, that could definitely. That might be a thing, I guess. To me, it feels like.
Aaron, is that a thing?
I mean, it clearly is because it's what Willie did to your dad in the first place, essentially, but it's an incredibly powerful bit of daddy magic. You guys don't possess that kind of power. I would wager that other than Willy, nobody possesses that power to do that. But if you guys get some more daddy magic on your side, who knows what's possible?
Maybe if we leveled up every now and then.
Yeah, I think once you guys leave this area, you'll probably level up. I get that feeling about you.
Well, I'm related to Willy, so let me just try to figure it out. All right, so I'm going to use my daddy magic here as a stepfather, and I'm gonna just put my hand on Peyton's shoulders here. Hey, buddy.
Hey, babe.
And then I'll say, frankly, my dear, I don't have a Frank.
Roll Arcana with disadvantage.
Okay. That is a 10.
So with a 10, you can tell that you just did nothing. Of all the dads right now, I would say you probably have a higher than average amount of daddy magic because of what you and Terry Jr. have accomplished, but it's not enough to really do anything with just the power of wishing on Peyton right now.
What a conundrum. Well, look, I feel like we need to keep our eyes and ears open for a way to solve this Peyton problem while we continue with our quest, right?
And we're taking this bowl with us while we figure this out.
Yeah, we could wrap them both in bubble wrap.
Peyton too?
Yeah, because they're both kind of fragile.
I mean, if what you're saying is right, Aaron, and, like, you know, my dad's not suffering or anything, like, I don't know, you know, honestly, I don't even think it's a decision an 8-year-old boy can make. No offense, Peyton.
Not take it.
I don't think we need to destroy Peyton's brain right now either.
Hey, Beholder.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you have, like, some bubble wrap or something? We want to preserve, make sure everything's all good, like bubble wrap. You got any bubble wrap?
No, we're a football. We're Glen Bowl Stadium. We don't have.
Some pads, then. Some helmets.
I have a bunch of, like, pads and stuff. Yeah. Like, you can do padding.
Yeah, give me just, like, a bunch of pads.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of foam pads. Let me go get them.
Wait a second. If Daryl's dad's memories are in the bowl, is there a way we can commune with the memories in the bowl? Because all I'm saying is that Daryl's dad, Frank, if he had an encounter with Willie, he may know something that could help us in our quest. So,
that's
like,
true.
Could we create another homunculus and put the memories of Daryl's dad into the homunculus and talk to Daryl's dad?
Oh, man, I saw an anime about this. Oh, it doesn't end well.
What if Peyton was a dog?
Well, what if we just pour some Gatorade in there and drink it?
Ron's right. If we pour Gatorade into the bowl and drink the bowl, will we be able to have, like, some sort of, like, communion with Daryl's dad's spirit?
I know. Okay, so, hey, Mr. Mustache.
Yes?
So,
Buenos dias.
You know how when you're drinking some things and then you get, like, a milk mustache? Except
milk meat, yes.
Yeah, but if you're drinking something and you have an actual mustache, then the thing that you would get a milk mustache with goes on your actual mustache. So if I was drinking Gatorade with you on my face, then I would get Gatorade on my mustache, and maybe you could talk to the Gatorade or something, just sort of like sort it out, just sort of think about maybe the power of dad that's in the Gatorade.
I could attempt to commune with the aid, yes.
Glenn is, like, unscrewing and, like, pouring in various neon flavors of Gatorade into this bowl.
Okay.
All right, here. Yeah, Ron, drink it up. It's all the flavors. This is a suicide.
Is it?
Or graveyard. I forget what. It's different regionally, I guess.
King's Cup. So Ron drinks the Gatorade.
Okay, so I will have Mr. Mustache roll Arcana. Okay, so Mr. Mustache rolled an 18 on Arcana. So just Ron here is like...
Okay, all right. I'm getting notes.
I'm getting flavor blasted.
I'm getting Baja. I'm getting
notes of electrolytes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What I'm getting is this, like, typhoon, this tsunami of memories that sort of just randomly swirl around with no agency, no intelligence directing them. It's just sort of a big stew of memories that are hitting me. I see him playing football. I see him raising Daryl. I see him picking him up and cleaning his scraped knee with rubbing alcohol. I see him crying at the birth of his daughter. I see him with his wife. I'm just seeing a bunch of, just a whole, woof, whoa, whole life in one little sip of Gatorade, but it's fading now. Oh, okay. Wait, what did I say?
So we just saw Ron drink some. Ron, did you see anything?
Yeah, I saw Frank with his wife.
You saw Daryl's dad?
Doing what?
Yeah.
What was he doing?
I hold a hand for a high five for Ron.
Yeah. Ron high five slowly.
You just put your hand on his hand and yeah. Slowly drag
clasp.
It downwards.
Yes, like... clasp. Well, I feel like we could just have him in this bowl for us to lap up whenever we need, you know, to remember anything.
Did you see anything about how he got taken by your dad? Did you see your dad?
Let me roll again, because if you want, he can try to zero in on that stuff.
Okay.
Oh, he rolled badly anyway. Didn't see Willie.
No, it saw good times, you know?
Well, can I take a sip then?
Be my guest. Yeah, absolutely. Here you go.
Okay. I go ahead and I take a sip.
Okay, roll Arcana.
I should have poured it over him like the end of a...
I get plus zero. I got a 7.
Okay, with a 7... You smell your dad's aftershave. You get a very strong
Whoa.
Sense memory
cool.
of what it was like being around him as a kid. And that certainly stirs memories up for you. But you can't place the exact memories of your dad's that are in here. But you definitely get a sense of like your dad's essence is connected to this thing.
I put it down and I say, yeah, that wasn't a good idea. I shouldn't have done that.
Oh, dang, man. Are you okay?
Grant goes, are you okay, Dad?
I mean, that's a lot. I mean, no, obviously, I smell my dad's aftershave. It's been a long time. You know, it took a while to get over it. Yeah, I don't know what to do here, gents.
I got all these pads. I think we preserved this bowl with this this potion sort of like stew inside of it. That, by the way, according to Anthony, is probably the buffest potion in the history of D&D, because this single potion should give everybody every buff that he said that you get, because I canonically poured all the sports drinks into it, which are all the halftime buff things. So we're going to keep this motherfucker
on standby. If he can make sure
it
doesn't spill.
We're putting this on a fucking big gulp, and we're getting ready to fucking chug this
gulp.
Before
every... Can we call
every...
it the big gulp?
The big gulp.
Yeah. We're going to keep this before every single fight we're about to go into for the end of time, as far as I'm concerned, because this is a little gift from the DM he forgot about, so just throwing that out
you
there.
You have Frankie's secret stuff.
Frankie's
It's Frank's secret stuff now in this. So Glenn, like, you know, covers it up with like, the football pads and, like, tapes around it, so it, like, you know, the liquid doesn't slosh with, like, athletic tape, and writes Frank's secret stuff on
no,
it.
No, it's like, great, because that means the liquid's going to now slosh up and hit the like sweaty, like crusty pads that have been used by people before. It's going to have a little extra dad stank on it when you drink from it next.
Oh, no.
So then I stand up and I look at Aaron. So you say there's a chance that we can take the soul out of Payton and we can keep Payton around.
Yes, there's definitely a chance because it's what Willie did.
Then that's what we're not getting rid of you, Payton, and we're going to find a way to get my dad out of you. And you, your own, you are,
sorry.
You may have been my dad, but you, nice Ron. I just like side eye Ron and go, you said something to say?
No, no.
Okay, just a lot of laughter for a lot of stuff going on right now. But that's cool. That's cool. I get it. It's something, you know, we all got to deal with this in our own way. We're going to find a way to do this. We're not killing you, Payton, and we're going to, you know, I think you are your own person right now, and we're going to find a way to get my dad out of here and get back without taking you out.
Dang.
All right, thanks for the bowl.
No problem, I guess. Assholes, just don't come back.
Why do you call us assholes? What the hell is that about?
Because you made Glen Bowl not fun to watch.
Man, get out of here. We won your stupid-ass game. It's not our fault that your rules suck.
I don't care about your opinion. Fragile baby, big dumb baby.
Get out of here.
Why don't you cry about your dad? I've been eavesdropping the whole time. I behold things.
Daryl.
Big dumb
just,
baby.
Daryl just looks
baby.
Down.
You cry about it? Cry about your dead dad, you big dumb
you
stupid
baby?
You
back off, Mr. Beholder, sir. This person is going through a lot right now, and we don't appreciate you making fun of him for having emotions. That's called toxic masculinity, and we shall bid you good day.
I'm more making fun of him for not having emotions. He's not reacting.
Well, then, oh, well, then you're going to dunk on him the second he does have emotions? You know, maybe that's part of the vicious cycle of toxic masculinity is that, you know, men aren't allowed to cry. And then when they do cry, we're like, don't cry. And then we're like, why do you suppress your emotions? Back off. That's my friend Daryl. Back off.
I run Glenbull. You came here looking for positive emotions and masculinity. You came to the wrong place.
This is why I never watch post-game shows. It's just like, what? Well, yeah, I felt a certain way when I did the thing, and we're like, yeah, we saw you do the thing.
I want to have like a little like live, laugh, love poster that we sell now that just says, I bid thee toxic masculinity good day.
So Peyton starts climbing up your body like it's a jungle gym, Daryl, and he goes, Daryl.
That's
Daryl.
A line I'm going to use on somebody if quarantine goes on any longer.
Oh, what's up, Peyton?
He says, Daryl, come into my office.
What? What's up?
Are you sure about the because look, I don't want to die, obviously. I can't die, probably. I'm sure it's like one of those natural laws. Sunsets, sun rises, pain don't die, all that stuff. But she said that he took a soul out, right? And that he put the soul in me.
Yeah.
And then put the memory somewhere else.
And you shake it all about.
you do the hokey pokey and you turn into an 8-year-old. But that means there's only one soul. Go it anywhere. You could duplicate the souls, maybe, to make a second me or something. But it's either me or your dad. I don't know. I'm a little freaking out. I'm freaking out a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to make any decisions on my. Because look, I love you guys. I'm just saying, I love you guys. You guys are like my group dad.
We love you too, Ben.
You guys weren't supposed to be eavesdropping, but that's fine.
Glenn wasn't eavesdropping. Glenn was just looking at his bowl of Frank's secret stuff and poking at it.
Look, man, I think what I'm trying to do right now is not make a rash decision. I'll be honest. Like, the idea of, like, the little bit of memories I just had was a lot. Like, it'd be great to talk to my dad and, you know, I mean, you're an amazing kid. And if you happen to be my big man, like, you know, at some point, that'll be awesome, too. But like you said,
I'm a big man no matter what.
Well, you are. You're a big guy. You're the big kid. I know what's up. Yeah. You know, if you feel like you want to just like dive in there and take these memories, then that's one thing. But otherwise, you know, we don't have to make that decision right now. It sounds like you might be a little freaked out, too.
I'm a little freaked out. Yeah, I'm not in a place where I'm super sure if I want it or not.
But yeah, then
like,
I think,
feel like
you know,
you guys know best. You're my dad's essentially. So whatever you decide is best, even if it makes me your dad. Man, this is weird.
Yeah, it is, right?
Dads on dads, man.
Hey, it's okay to not be sure about what you want to do right now. I think we got three other anchors we got to find. We got plenty to do. And, you know, I think we got a lot to learn still. And you know, whatever happens, you know, I'll be there for you and we'll figure this thing out.
But this does mean that Peyton gets included
hey, Ron,
in all...
Peyton didn't want you to hear what he was talking about.
It's too late now.
No, I heard it, though.
All right. Everybody, jump in.
No, I'm not going to jump in. I'm going to talk from over here. Just listening to you, bro, and then you, my dad, bro. My uncle, bro.
I don't think we're brothers. It's just Willie is a dick, and I know him.
Yeah, bro. Anyways, what I was saying is that because we're all bros and because we're all dads, Peyton gets a free invite to any and all dad huddles from here on out.
Fuck yeah.
That does check out. That unfortunately does check out.
That's true. I guess you're in dad huddles now, Peyton.
Hell yeah. Am I going with you on every adventure, or do you want me to stay behind now?
Whoops.
Let me ask you this. And I hold up the knife. I was like, can you handle this like an adult now? Because you're an adult.
His mouth waters. Like, I can handle it.
Yeah?
I'm an adult.
Wipes his mouth.
I'm your dad.
How does Glenn feel about that?
Let me ask you a question, Peyton. Just a hypothetical. Let's say you had this knife out. You were carving, you know, something with a twig, you know, making a little sharp stick for yourself.
Real sharp.
And Glenn walks past you and kind of leans down to tie his shoes. And you see his nice ankles there without any protection. What would you do?
Ooh, they're calling to me.
What would you do? And I'm holding it. I'm like looking at, huh?
He's going to make a wisdom roll. So he goes, is he hiccuping?
Yes.
Let's say I am.
What? Either way, why is that relevant to what?
Because it was just a scarab and curious hiccups. So what I would do is I would very calmly put the knife down. I would walk over to him. And then I would take the sharpened thing that I've been sharpening with the knife and I would stab him in his head to cure him of his hiccup.
I've grown.
I wouldn't be using the knife. I've grown.
There's one step forward and two steps back. I fold the knife. I go,
how dare you? How dare? Out of spite, I'm just going to throw myself off a cliff now.
Oh my gosh.
No, you're not.
I'm
going
to break that Supper Bowl over my knee and then get all the authority that I have to talk about your embarrassing poopies that you did as a child. I'm going to tell all your friends about it.
Okay, Payton.
But talk about all the
I think
doo-doos.
It's clear that you're not ready for this knife right now.
How dare you?
Fold it up.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Rocket Money. Listen, you got subscriptions that you forgot about? I guarantee you, you have subscriptions that you're paying for. You're paying for every month and you don't even use anymore. Or sometimes you sign up for something and you sign up for something and the day later you don't even realize it. Rocket Money can cancel those subscriptions for you in a single click. And they'll even help negotiate lower bills for you by up to 20%. You just submit a picture of a bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service for you. Rocket Money, for those of you who don't know, personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place with one tap. If you see something you don't want, you just help cancel it just by tapping your fingers. And their dashboard shows you monthly spending compared to last month, so you can see where your habits are, see how you're doing, see how the trend lines are going. They can help you create a custom budget and keep your spending on track. Rocket Money's over 5 million users and saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddies. That's rocketmoney.com/daddies, rocketmoney.com/daddies. Dungeons & Daddies is brought to you this week by KiwiCo. It's time. KiwiCo. It's summertime. You ever do outdoor stuff in the summer? I would ride bikes.
No, I've never gone outside.
What, never gone? What, well, not in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Did you bike ride when you were like out in the summer or would you just bake?
So when I was in Tucson when I was like bike riding age and yeah, we would just bake alive. The asphalt was so hot. And then by the time I was in Phoenix, I was in college, you know, who rides bikes? I do to get to class and to get to other places. And it was very hot. Yes.
So
okay.
KiwiCo is inviting kids and kids at heart to enjoy their first ever summer adventure series.
Ooh.
Kids from 2 years old to teens can receive 6 hands-on science and art project kits over 6 weeks with enriching content and fun activities to accompany each project. They have something for everyone, and they offer different topics for each age, whether your child wants to explore space,
hell
or learn
yeah.
about dinosaurs,
yes.
or learn about how dinosaurs were killed by an object from space.
Oh my God.
I do have to say, looking at the KiwiCo website, there is a physics project for kids aged 5 and up. That is pinball? Are you freaking kidding me?
Oh, I'm looking at this marble roller coaster.
KiwiCo encourages kids to get outside, explore, and to stay off their screens. Awesome projects from the Summer Adventure Series like the Bottle Rocket Kit, where you build an actual bottle rocket, but not the kind that you light with a lighter, help to turn the outdoors into a playground of learning and fun. And Matt, as the parent in the room here.
Yeah.
Keeping your kid busy and creatively challenged.
Constant struggle.
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to avoid those screens. Then you got
to. That's the problem is that screens made them.
Oh my
gosh. Really
screens make it
way.
So easy, but you want to avoid those screens. So you got to come up with fun stuff to do, activities. Well, and like, look, you got a whole range, but you know how like you think you're prepared and you've got like a whole list of things. You're like, these activities, this is going to last until my kid's in college.
No.
You were now then by like age 4.
KiwiCo does
like, I've already
like,
done all the marshmallows with toothpicks and all the like make your own water. But I've done all these things.
KiwiCo's doing that legwork for you so you can spend quality time just tackling the projects together. It must be nice, Matt, to be able to do these and just be like, I don't have to think. I can just play with
do it.
Convenient and personalized, you'll receive either all your summer adventure crates at once or weekly for 6 weeks. Build the best summer ever with KiwiCo. Get 20% off on your summer adventure series at KiwiCo.com/summerdaddies. That's the best code we've gotten
That's
so
really
far.
Good. That's
20% off your summer adventure at Kiwi, KiwiCo.com/summerdaddies. One word, summer daddies. Folks, I think we've done all we could here. I think it's
Are
time
we just
we
still sitting on the
this,
field, the football field?
It's empty because everyone's left. So I think it's time we skedaddle out of this stadium. And we should probably get going. We kind of got what we came for. Hey, Grant, did you want to say bye to Yeet or anything?
You say that to Grant, and he's looking forlornly at the entrance to the locker rooms that the Hotties went into. And he kind of just turns around and he goes, no, I think I'm good.
No, okay.
Hey, Hotties, good game.
Oh, we gotta do the high fives and stuff, though.
Yeah, we simply
didn't
have
do the high five.
To.
Line.
Yeah, they didn't high five us.
I'm gonna read the room. It didn't seem like they were super into high fiving us when they left. I think I think with this one time we could kind of, maybe
the
not.
Beholder goes like,
"Oh, they didn't do the high five thing. Do you want me to bring them out? I can bring them out for the high five thing."
Well, the only thing is, I would say, Henry, we could give them some money. They seem like they really were trying to get money. For important, for
that's
their family.
True. That
and stuff.
Checks out. That checks out.
Oh,
we
that's
could
a good
do
point.
That. Yeah, we
oh,
can.
Man,
we
what a good guy.
Graham, yeah. Do you think we should maybe do that?
I'll probably just go get a Mountain Dew.
I go, okay, cool. Dad huddle.
Okay.
Peyton immediately jumps in and goes, guys, I'm loving it. I'm feeling the energy. This yep. is. I could get used to this.
Good to have you here, bro.
Peyton, I just want you to understand that in this dad huddle, I'm hoping that the responsibility of being in a dad huddle will help you kind of, grow up a little bit.
Yeah, well.
Because nobody in this dad huddle would stab anybody else with a stick.
With anything.
I'm mean mugging Peyton the whole time.
I'm hoping that your expectations get a little bit lower and that we all end up sort of happy with where I currently am. So we'll just sort of see how that plays out.
How about you guys go ahead and get the money to the hotties over there, and then I'm going to go talk to Grant. Is that cool?
Sure. How much are we thinking? Was there a prize money? What did we get?
I don't know, like 40 gold? How does this work here?
Hey, Beholder, how much do you normally get if you win the money? How much do you normally get?
100 gold.
Sure, why not?
Hey, Beholder, how much does a house cost in this world?
Pretty solid house cost, what kind of guy are you looking for? I'm a realtor on the side.
Something with a nice school district.
Like around here, like 3 bedrooms,
In Balls Deep, a 3-bedroom will set you back about 600 gold. Market's on a rise. It's definitely a buyer's market right now. Usually it averages around 2,500, but the economy's not been great.
Okay, so this is...
That doesn't sound like a good business decision.
Okay, it seems like we have enough money, so yeah, let's give it to them. Seems only fair.
I did lose a lot of money already on betting on the wrong
team.
We
still got the deck of many things. We still got plenty of stuff. I don't think we have not.
All right, yeah, we'll go kick him some gold, Daryl's hanging back with Grant. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I was going to go talk to Grant over there. He looks, he's just walking across the field, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
so just hearing Charlie Brown music playing.
So the Beholder goes,
everybody back out on field for the high five part. You didn't do the high five part. That's bad sportsmanship. I hate that shit. Come on.
All the hotties come back out. The shark sadly flapping around irritatedly, bumping his nose against his glass and his astronaut helmet and stuff like that. And Yeet is leading the team with his hand out, just rolling sadly past you guys. He goes, good game.
Hey, Yeet, man, you're a champion. Don't let this keep you down, buddy.
Good game, guys. Uh-huh. Good game.
Ron goes through and says, pleasure doing business with you. Pleasure doing business with you. Pleasure doing business with you.
Are you handing a business card to every one of them?
Yeah, for sure.
So when we get to the end of the line, Henry's like, hey, guys, come over here a second. We feel real bad. This was about, this quest that we're on, but we know you guys are doing this for some real reasons too. So we wanted to give this to you. And I hand him the bag full of the money.
So Yeet takes it into his hands, weighs it, hands it to Killa. And she's like, that's a lot. That's the normal prize money. It's like we would have won anyway. And Yeet says, yeah, but it's not. We didn't win. We lost. That stings more than anything. I don't know if I take failure money.
Yeet, we could do that thing where, we put our hands up and form an arch and you guys, run under it.
What would that change? We still lost.
But then it would be 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? You guys.
Look, we do that when we beat the other team. And every time I feel oof, this is condescending. They got to know we don't really appreciate them. They got to know we disrespect them in their own house.
That's a good point.
I
was always so disingenuous as a kid.
I totally forgot that was a thing. Man, I'm stung by that. Literally, I survived without remembering that for years and years.
I remember one year my soccer team was so bad that we won, in the entire league, best sportsmanship, which I'm like, this is a way of saying that we were the most gracious losers.
Losers
all
the time.
We all knew it. We were at the pizza party being like, this sucks, right?
It's who's never won the best sportsmanship? The winning team. So it's a bullshit trophy. By the way, how obnoxious would that be? It's they win champion and also they win best sportsmanship.
Best sportsmanship.
By the way, by definition, they are the most improved. They were pretty good and then they won the whole
thing. They won. By definition, they won it. So they must be pretty good. Fucking A.
So yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. We don't really have sportsmanship trophies or anything like that, but we do have money, which is actually better than a trophy if you think about it.
How about this? How about you keep your money?
Whoa.
You keep your failure money, but in return, we get a rematch at a time and place of our choosing.
You got it.
Deal. That sounds like good business.
In a different sport that's better on podcasts.
So you're saying that will Yeet again.
Wow.
Don't know where. Don't know when.
Don't you forget about Yeet.
He says, yeah, one day, sometime, we'll come back with our best 2 out of 3 match. Maybe not when you expect it. But okay. Definitely when you need it.
Wow.
I like the thing that he leads the team off, and as he's going off the football field, he puts his hand up, his fist up, and it freeze frames.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Way out. Just he freeze frames, and the other four members of the team continue going into the locker room.
And they're like, this movie doesn't hold up well.
Yeah, it turns out it says some problematic stuff about femininity.
Glenn getting to keep all the money silently fist bumps and says, sucker.
So Glenn goes back to Darren and was like, yeah, he took the money. It was weird.
Yeah.
Grant is walking to the Mountain Dew machine and pressing the button, and no soda is coming out. And he just starts hitting the machine lightly at first and then harder and harder and harder. And then at a certain point, it becomes obvious it's not about getting the soda.
I go, hey, I don't think, let me try my dollar bill. Is this dollar bill machine? How does this?
Takes gold coins.
Here, let's sit down, but I don't think we need a soda right now.
Yeah, okay. And he sits.
I sit down next to him. Hey, Grant Kiddo, you want to tell me what happened last night?
Yeah, I hung out with Yeet and, I just didn't, he's not for me. I'm good. I'm fine.
I'm sorry, kid.
Yeah, no, it's good. I'm fine. How are you? How are you? There's a lot going on with your dad, your whole thing. And Peyton, that's weird. How are you?
Yeah, I mean, you can tell there's a lot going on right there. Look, I mean, we can, you know, I'll tell you what you want if you want to hear something from me. But, you know, I'm here for you. And I want to, you know, it's been wild and there's been a lot going on. And, you know, I'll just say that personally, I feel like I've seen a change since that Fortnite where you went into the, I don't know what they call it, but that big bird thing. It was pretty wild.
Chimera.
Yeah. You know, I only thought of that because, you know, I went hunting with my dad and I shot an animal and I know that was, you know, it was a little tough. It was mostly just, you know, kind of really the first experience I had with death. But yeah, you haven't been the same since then. It's been tough that we haven't had the time to talk and, you know, we got the time right now. So I just want to know what's going on with you.
So you said, actually roll perception.
15.
So with a 15, you notice that when you said, oh, it was a little hard, and you play off the hunting incident, he kind of looks away with an air of irritation. And he goes, no, it was a little hard. It was a...
Well, hey, kid, when I was saying I wasn't trying to compare, my point was I was trying to say that I think if I went through what you did, I don't know how I would have been. I would have wanted to talk to my dad about it because my dad was there for me when I shot, you know, my first animal and, you know, maybe it's just all things considered, it was a learning experience for me. And I can't quite remember exactly what it was like back then, but you know, it was hard, but I think it was a little hard because I got to talk to my dad about it. So I want you to know that you can talk to me and I want to hear what happened.
So his irritation turns into something kind of like, he just like kind of scowls and like closes his eyes and just rubbing his forehead. He's like, what does hard look like to you even? What does that mean? I saw you vomit and shit. I saw you learn that your dad is all the, and like, it just doesn't, it seems like water off of, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying.
A duck.
Thanks, Glenn.
Back of a duck. That's what, okay. All right. Sorry. Just counting money.
No, it's good.
Glenn comes back over to the bush where Ron and Henry are hiding. He's like, how's it going? Did you buy the duck thing?
Look, what's hard for me? I mean, this is hard, but you know, you don't have to judge what you're feeling based off of how I'm feeling. You know, when you grow older, things are a little different. And, you know, I might feel things a little less than I used to, because of, you know, just things that have happened in my life. And I don't think just because you see me act a certain way doesn't mean that that's the correct way to act. And this has definitely been hard. And it's, you know, and I wish if there's people around or if your mom was here, you know, I would talk to her. But I'm honestly just trying to get through all this and get us back home safe. So I don't want you to be looking at me to think like that's the way. Don't worry about how I'm feeling in terms of knowing how you're feeling. That's why I'm here to talk to you about it.
Roll persuasion.
That's a 5.
Oh, okay.
By the way, Glenn off in the distance is noodling around on the guitar and is like singing Cat in the Cradle. And hopefully is giving our good friend Daryl here a little bardic inspiration from afar.
Bardic inspiration, what, D4?
1d8 that he can choose to add.
Oh, D8.
All right, so I rolled a 6, so that would still only be an 11.
It's like in Little Mermaid when they sing to her while they sing to the prince. It's like, sha la 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 la.
Yes.
Don't stop now. You gotta tell your feels.
Got to love your son. Wow, wow.
Just some real bard moves there. You know what I'm saying?
I love
Sebastian
it.
Was the bard trying to give bardic inspiration in Little Mermaid.
Grant just goes, yeah, no, I get it.
Tell you what, Grant, I'm not gonna force you to talk to me. It's you know, I trust you and. You're obviously dealing with a lot, and I know I can't push you, but I am worried that maybe I'm worried that maybe I'm not doing this the right way for you to feel open. So I'll tell you what, if there's anything you want to ask me, I will tell you honestly. I will tell you the truth because I'm always going to tell you the truth. And when I'm not telling you things, I'm not trying to lie, and I'm not even trying to avoid it. I'm just doing what I think is best and trying to protect you from certain things right now. But maybe that's just not doing it. And my dad always talked to me. So if there's something that's holding you back, you know, ask me and I'll tell you anything.
Roll persuasion again.
That one is 17.
So with 17, he scratches his cheek and he cocks his head and he says, okay. So when I was talking to Yeet the other night, he said something that I wanted to ask you about. He said that he was feeling like he couldn't feel anything,
mm-hmm.
like there was nothing. But when he was like in certain situations, he would feel something, and it would make him be like, "Oh, cool, I'm here, like I'm real." And that was kind of scary to him, and he didn't really feel like he could talk to anybody about it because nobody else knew how it felt mm-hmm. to feel that way. And I was like, yeah, my dad definitely has never felt that way, I feel like. And like, has that ever, I don't know, it's stupid. I don't,
No, I mean, to feel numb or that you can't say anything to anybody?
Like, yeah, like there's not, like you're not there. Like you were there and now you're not. That's like a thing that Yeet has.
Yeah. I mean, I can't speak to Yeet, but like, of course, I think that's something that everybody like, I mean, you look, I mean, one of the greatest regrets I have is like, you never got to meet your grandpa. And, you know, I don't know if you ever know exactly how, you know, you've heard some stories about how you and your mom and your dad got together, but you know, there's a reason why your dad never graduated college. Like it was hard when my dad died. I didn't know how to handle it. He died, you know, he had cancer and he was slipping away. He had brain cancer and I didn't want to go to college. But you know, he told me he was strong and he was going to make it. And when I was there freshman year, he went back to work. He wasn't supposed to go back to work, but I think he was just tired of being stuck inside. And, he had, you know, he shouldn't have been there. And he slipped and he wasn't ready and he died. And I wasn't there. And I told my mom I didn't want to go to college. And yeah, I mean, I was shut down. I didn't know how to feel for the longest time. And it's normal. I think there's a lot of things that happen to people that you don't know how to feel. I don't know what's happened to Yeet. This world's crazy. I mean, there's like people are going into slavery when they're young kids. So God, I can't even imagine what's happened to Yeet. But absolutely.
What made that go away? When did you stop feeling like that?
I mean, your mom. I mean, that's why we're together.
Oh, and he immediately starts crying. Not sobbing, but just like tears streaming down his face, just immediately.
I grab him and tears start going down Daryl's face too. I go, yeah, it's, you know, she's the best woman in the world. She knew. And, you know, honestly, sometimes I feel like, you know, if I feel like I'm not good enough, I wonder sometimes maybe she just stays stuck here because she was, oh, I shouldn't say it. Like, you're too young for that. But your mom loves me very much and I love her very much. And yeah, she's the reason I got through it. And it's, you know, it's never gone, which is why right now I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should talk to my dad or you know, the fact that he could be here in some reason. But look, you know, life's never going to get easier. Life isn't easy. But as long as you got people around that love you and I love you, you know, you'll be able to get through it. You just got to hang on to the positive stuff.
Grant nods at you and doesn't wipe away his tears. And he goes, thanks. Yeah, no, I love you too.
Yeah. Hey, you mind if I just... You want to just like stay here and just like like, I'm kind of like crying too. He's like, you want to just like cry for a little bit? I think Glenn or definitely Ron would make fun of us.
No, I'm
going to cry. Okay.
Wait, are we still behind the bush?
I was going to say, you hear a massive, snotty, teary sniffle come out of the bushes, and then you hear Henry go, fuck!
Oh, I roll my eyes, I go, God damn, I did not want Henry to hear all this. Hey, Henry, you want to come cry too?
It's so beautiful! And then Henry just bursts into tears and hugs Daryl. Sorry, I'll be quick. And I just hug Daryl. I'm like, okay. I love you, man. I'm so happy for you too. I'm gonna go away now.
And then you hear like a sob choked Ron like sort of like say, I would not make fun of this. Like,
oh, thanks, Ron. Hey Ron, you know, I don't know if we are brothers, but like you are my brother, you know what I mean? I put my fist out.
Glenn's just at the 20-yard line, just like throwing the ball to nobody and like kind of trying to wipe his eyes, but he's just like throwing the ball and just like picking the ball. It's just like, just practicing, man.
You know what I think we need? And I pull out the magical barbecue that we haven't ever used. I go, I think we should just grill up. Grant, you hungry?
Yeah, no, I'm always hungry. Yeah, I would eat.
Hell yeah. What's your favorite steak?
T-bone. T for Grant.
Hey, you guys want to go get us you guys want to go get us some steaks and we'll cook these up?
Sure.
No, I mean everybody else. I was going to say, hey guys, can you just all run off and get food real quick? I'm just going to say a quick thing to Grant.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, come on, guys. Yeah,
You guys take all the time in the world, bro.
We'll go throw some gold at some of the people tailgating. Hopefully they're not too pissed at us for making their sports, which sucks.
All right, yeah, you know, but we're going to go find like a local farmer's market or something and get some nice grass-fed beef so I feel a little less bad about it. And we'll get some organic veggies.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you guys could finally try couscous. Maybe they have couscous here. And you know, I've been dying for you guys to try couscous. Let's go.
We could do asparagus, right, Henry?
Oh, yeah. And then our pee will smell great.
Girls.
Hey, Henry, I was meaning to ask you, what's the deal with asparagus? The big ones are bad, but the small ones are good.
It's all about how you roast them, Glenn. You got to get a little olive oil on there, a little salt, a little pepper. There's this great website called Bon Appetit, and I'm pretty sure nothing bad has happened there since we've been in the Forgotten Realms.
And then it trails off as we go looking for food.
I just go, hey, Grant, you know, sorry everybody kind of showed up. But I just want you to know it doesn't have to be fixed right now. And if you ever want to talk again and you just need me to be there, like, it's not a one-time thing. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, I love you.
I love you too. I appreciate it.
All right. Let's go. I don't want to eat nothing but couscous. So let's kind of get over there. And
I don't want to eat couscous.
Yeah, yeah. We got some red meat. So let's do this thing. Yeah, so I walk off and I follow them. I put my arm around his shoulder too.
His shoulders tense up, but he doesn't.
Oh, you too old. You too old for your big man.
Oh,
too old
God,
for your big
do
man.
Don't. Do
I try
this,
to hold
Dad.
His hand. Oh, do you want to hold? You want to hold my hand?
I don't want to hold your hand. That's even worse.
All right, piggyback ride. Don't even tell. I grab him and throw him up on my shoulder.
No.
Eagle, come on, put the eagle. I start sprinting with him.
No, and the second you start sprinting with him, Yeet Bigley comes back out of the locker
rooms.
No. And he goes, Dad, no, put me down. Dad, no,
I can't put down a champion. I start spinning.
Oh, no. He just face palms with both of his hands as you just spin him around. He goes like, we can never come back here, Dad. Dad, we can never come back.
I can't even hear him because I think I'm screaming too loud. But then I stop right there. I was like, oh, wait, did he actually want to talk to Yeet?
No, I didn't want him to seem. Oh,
do you want me to go back or should I keep going this way?
Geese, just keep going. Keep going and do not look back.
Okay, I start running after everybody again.
By the way, there's a little post-credit scene for this episode, so you should probably stick around. Actually, there's always a post-credit scene. It's like a little blooper thing. It's great. It's a lot of laughs. It's a lot of fun. Something that doesn't make it into the episode. You should be sticking around. Why aren't you sticking around? You can't hear me talk about how this show is Matt Arnold as Daryl Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Henry Oak, Beth May as Ron Stampler, and myself, Freddie Wong as Glenn Close. The theme song and outro is All Right by Maxton Waller. This show, by the way, is supported by a Patreon full of people who put all of you freeloaders on their back. So if you do see them on the street, give them, like, an appreciative nod. People like Eric Whitworth, who, as I am told, is 20,000 leagues under the sea right now, Play Gono, Eric Ortiz, Holger Anderson, Connor Alexander Bevins, Brez Fez, Pete Whitehead, Rila Blue, Craig Elder, Jonathan Knapp, and Dobton. We got a big old list of bonus content we're working on at the moment. We have the Rocks Rock EP, which we've been talking about, and it should be wrapping up the next few weeks or so. We're probably going to give you a little taste of that madness on this podcast, so keep out in the ear for that. We have a Walter and Payton adventure where Anthony will play Walter and Payton, and the rest of us will be some sort of Hydra DM. We have a Star Wars adventure. It's just a whole slew of good gumbo cooking. And when that stuff comes out, it'll go to all of our Patreon supporters at every level, and that's on top of the boatloads of bonuses Patreon supporters already have access to. If you want in on this action, that's at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. But let's say you don't want in on that action. That's fine, I guess. Head on over to dungeonsanddaddies.com. Get in on that merch action instead. We just restocked a bunch of pins and stickers. The You Are Enough As You Are pin is also back in stock. And we were able to make a nearly $2,000 donation over to NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, because of the sales of that pin. So check out the store, check out our Twitter at Dungeons and Dads, and check out our subreddit at r/Dungeons and Daddies. By the way, this episode title comes from another podcast called Talking Sons. It's a Dungeons and Daddies fan cast. They even occasionally have us on as guests. They talk about episodes as they come out. So if you're looking for a way to fill a daddy-shaped hole in your heart, check out Talking Sons, their podcast. You can Google it. You're old enough to figure that out. Next episode's coming at you July 21st. We will see you then. There was a time when you could read between the lines. You know they never brought you down. Never brought you down. As the sun sets over the town of Balls Deep, you share a nice meal, and somebody tells a stupid joke, and Grant permits himself.
Oh, I got one.
What's
I got
the stupid
one.
Joke?
All right, Glenn, go.
Glenn goes like, hey, guys, this is a good one for the kids. Probably. How old are you again, Grant?
I'm 12.
Yeah, you'll like this one. why does Ariel from The Little Mermaid wear seashells?
I don't know.
It's because B shells are too small and D shells are too big.
Glenn! Glenn!
Get it?
Yeah, no, I get it.
I'm sorry, do you get it?
Grant just grimaces like, ew, that's gross. But even that, Daryl can notice, is more emotion positive that he's expressed. It's at least it's something.
There's clearly another joke that somebody else told that wasn't that bad that he laughed at, is what you're saying.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a good joke. What do you mean?
It's because it's like a joke.
It's a classic joke, man. It's a good joke.
I don't think that bee shells are too small.
No, he's saying four.
Yeah, mansplain the titty joke to Beth.
All right.
Dungeons & Dads is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the
perfect... Or are we? We Aura.
Aura Frames. Aura Frames.
If you've got pictures of seals, I know where you should go.
Crank them onto your Aura Frames and give it to your mom.
There's a big scroll that you're like, I got to take a picture of that.
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames. You can put pictures of seals on there if you want. You can put pictures of Seal, the singer, on there if you want. They allow you to share display.
You can buy
display.
A bunch of these and put other like gross stuff on them for your goon room.
It's true. It allows you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload
Make
and share
a goon
photos.
Room your mom's comfortable walking into.
Via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame. Listen to this, Anthony, with preloaded photos and memories.
There we
Dude,
go.
Dude, I preloaded my Aura frame with pictures of Pitbull and Pitbulls. So sometimes I get Mr. Worldwide and sometimes...
No matter what, you win.
I'm just being silly. I have great photos on my Aura frames and I love it.
It's
so
a great Mother's Day gift this year, Beth. You could give
I already did. I did it for last month.
Yeah, I got one for my mom, too. Moms fucking love it.
Moms love this
moms
shit.
Moms flipping to me
for Aura.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura
That's like
frame.
A goon room that- for a mom is just supposed to your
Name the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and select it.
Go
as
in
one
there
of-
and you see how long you can go without calling your kids.
And select it as one of over
Aura's favorite things, Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout for your mom to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.